Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We bring in Jimmy Himes from Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville to talk about the Vols. We'll have the press conference with Jeremy Pruitt today to get the week going and head on toward the Mountaineers matchup coming up over in Charlotte Saturday. Jimmy, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Game week is here finally. Do you feel like the answer might really be both when it comes to the quarterbacks?
I don't know. That's hard to say. Jeremy Pruitt's not giving any hints. Although he has said on more than one occasion that you need to get that number two guy ready because we've seen quarterbacks all over the country get hurt. Now, I think in the first game, it depends on how, and I believe Garantano's going to start. I think it just depends on how Garantano's playing. If he leads you on scoring drives his first two or three possessions, why in the world would you take him out? But if you punt the first three possessions, it may see Keller Chris. So I think it depends on how the quarterback plays as to which direction they go. But I'll say this. If they go with one quarterback in the opener, I'm sure they'll play two in the next couple of games against ETSU and UTEP trying to get that next guy ready.
Over on defense in the secondary, what kind of year will Nigel Warrior have for this group to be effective?
Great. And I think he's one of the key players on this team. I think he has a chance to be an NFL player. He's one of the few, in my opinion, on defense that does. And I think he needs to be the ringleader of a secondary that could start a true freshman at one corner and an unproven corner on the other side. So I think he's got to play really well. The other safety is either going to be Micah Abernathy or Todd Kelly Jr. I'm leaning toward Abernathy right now because of Kelly's knee injury that he's had problems with. But I think Warrior has to have a huge year. He's got to also correct some mistakes that are made in that secondary, and at the safety position, he can do that.
You mentioned the inexperience at corners. How are they feeling about that group?
Well, I don't know how they're feeling, but I would be concerned if I were them. They're not letting on how they feel, but I think Alante Taylor is going to be a really good player, but I think he's got a daunting task going against West Virginia's passing attack. And whether it's Baylen Buchanan or Schamberger on the other side, neither one of them's proven. So I would that would really concern me if I were Tennessee's coaches.
Oh, Jimmy Himes of Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville. And I asked Jimmy, what would you say is probably going to be the game plan? Let's say put you in Jeremy Pruitt's seat going against West Virginia with has a passing attack that, man, it's not very effective. It's just sitting on the sideline, right?
Run for 3,000 yards. I think that would do it. I've actually said, Blaine, my keys are this. Tennessee needs to run for 250 yards, which would keep, not only do you move in the chains, but you keep West Virginia's offense off the field. I think Tennessee needs to throw fewer than 20 passes. That tells me they're running the football with efficiency, and they need to win the plus, they need to have a plus two in the turnover margin. I think that's a recipe that could get Tennessee to the finish line to beat West Virginia. It's easier said than done, but West Virginia allowed over 200 rushing yards per game last year. And I think that Tennessee will have success on the ground. How much remains to be seen. But I do think they've got to hit around 250. And they need to limit the possessions. If you can have a 10 or 11 possession game versus 15 or 16 possession game, that works in Tennessee's favor.
Man, you guys, I guess Tennessee have done a great job in recruiting 2019 class. Kid locally here from CPA, Kane Patterson, is guy I know personally. What do you think is going to happen with this decommit from Ohio State? You think Tennessee has a shot at getting him?
I do. I think they do have a shot at getting him. I think he's a really good football player. And when he committed to Ohio State, I thought, well, there's another one Tennessee let get away from in-state. Tennessee has now got three commitments from in-state. One is a top 10 player. One's a top 20 player. And the other one's not in the top 30. They have, frankly, not done a real good job in-state. Although some of the players that were highly ranked in-state, Tennessee was not crazy about them. They didn't think they were quite as good as some other schools did, even though at least 10 or 12 players from in-state have committed to Power 5. I think if Tennessee can get Kane Patterson, I think that helps turn it around a little bit from the in-state recruiting. If there's another in-state kid they can get, I think that would be even better.
Jimmy, heard anything about Darren Kirkland's status?
Well, that's a concern, Mark. The fact that he has been out for so long, he was basically on the sideline for a week and a half, didn't scrimmage in the most recent scrimmage. They didn't have a scrimmage this past weekend, at least not one that we knew about. So I think there's a concern about his availability, and if he is available, how effective is he going to be? I would think that Saf and Batuli will be your starting linebackers and Kirkland will come off the bench. But I think that's a major concern, Mark, when you've had a guy sit for that long.
What do you think of Pruitt's philosophy to use his best players on special teams?
I'm okay with that as long as you don't put in a guy that has had some injuries. In other words, don't put Kirkland on special teams. Don't put guys who have had injuries on special teams. That would be my concern about that. I thought Tennessee made a mistake. I think it was Jalen Reeves-Maybin who'd been having shoulder problems. They put him on special teams, and he blew his shoulder out. I'm okay with that as long as it's not somebody that's had a history of injury.
Jimmy, where on the depth chart, quarterback aside, does Pruitt and his staff have the toughest decisions?
I think cornerback is one of them. The other tough decision to me is what to do with your offensive line. Trey Smith is your starter, so is he going to be at left tackle or left guard? I think it's going to be one of the two. How has Drew Richmond performed? Has he been better than Marcus Tatum? Is he a better option at right tackle instead of left tackle? I think Ryan Johnson's one of your starting guards. I think that Locklear may be your other starting guard, but I think where you plug in Trey Smith is one of the question marks they have. I think that's one of their bigger decisions to make. I'd say those are the two key ones, offensive line and cornerback.
Apparently, we all heard Angels sing, so that can only mean that J.J. Peterson is either close to campus or on campus.
Goodness. Yeah, that's been an interesting situation. For the life of me, I don't understand why this couldn't have been resolved in June or July. Why it's taken this long, I don't know. Does that mean he's had to retake some class that he's had to get his GPA up higher to match his ACT? I'm not sure, but... if he gets here, I think he's a guy that's good enough to help them right away based on how highly he was recruited. And he was one of the top players in this recruiting class. So if they get him on campus, I would not be surprised to see him in that linebacker rotation by game three or four.
Do you think this team has the physical toughness to establish a running game against West Virginia?
Now, see, that's a big question. Against West Virginia, I'm going to say yes. But against other teams in the SEC like Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, South Carolina, I don't know. West Virginia's not very good against a run, so I think Tennessee will be okay there. But when they start playing teams that have a good defensive line, I question that. You've gone from a zone read scheme where you're kind of pushing and shoving to now you're trying to be more physical. I don't know if they're ready to do that against the better defenses on the schedule. I think that's an adjustment, Mark, that has not been talked about that much. So I question that against the better defenses, but not against West Virginia.
Did you see the story, Adrian Martinez, the quarterback that had originally committed to Butch Jones in Tennessee, will be the first freshman starting quarterback in Nebraska history. Jimmy, what might have been?
I saw that. I thought he was a really good player, and we had several interviews with him on our stations here. That one slipped away. Yeah, I think he's going to be a real good player. I think Tennessee is going to regret the fact that they let him – I don't know if they let him get away. But the fact that he got away, I think that could come back to bite Tennessee. I think that's a big blow to this program.
Jimmy, give us a couple more things you're looking forward to. You may be getting some answers or at least a little clarity from Jeremy Pruitt at the press conference.
Well, who's he going to start at quarterback? That's one of them.
Sure.
I'll be curious to see, and I'm going to ask him this, how does he plan to use the new redshirt rule where you can play four games and still get a redshirt? What's he plan to do there? What's he plan to do on the kickoffs where if you fair catch it inside your 25, it goes to the 25? Is he going to be fair catching a whole bunch of kickoffs? That'll be something else. I'll be curious. He's not going to allow this, but I'll be curious to watch in a West Virginia game. What kind of pressure can Tennessee get on West Virginia? I think that's the key. I think you have to affect Will Greer. You got to confuse him also and throw a bunch of different looks at him. And so I think that's going to be a key for Tennessee is get pressure on Greer and not let him get comfortable.
Jimmy, we'll catch up with you again on Friday. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.